Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action.
April 1, Genesis chapter 14, verses 1 through 10. The Word of the Lord. At the time when Amraphel was king of Shinar, Arioch king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer king of Elam, and Tidal king of Goyim, these kings went to war against Bera king of Sodom, Birsha king of Gomorrah, Shinab king of Admah, Shemeber king of Zeboiim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar. All these latter kings joined forces in the valley of Siddim, that is the Dead Sea Valley. For 12 years they had been subject to Chedorlaomer, but in the 13th year they rebelled. In the 14th year, Chedorlaomer and the kings allied with him went out and defeated the Rephites in Ashtaroth-Garnam, the Zuzites in Ham, the Emites in Shavah-Kiriathaim, and the Horites in the hill country of Seir, as far as El Paran near the desert. Then they turned back and went to Enmishpat, that is Kadesh, and they conquered the whole territory of the Amalekites, as well as the Amorites who were living in Hazazon-Tamar. Then the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, the king of Admah, the king of Zeboiim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar, marched out and drew up their battle lines in the valley of Siddim, against Chedorlaomer, king of Edom, Tidal, king of Goyim, Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, 4 kings against 5. Now the valley of Siddim was full of tar pits, and when the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, some of the men fell into them, and the rest fled to the hills. Aligning with or joining a group opens and broadens some options while narrowing or closing others. While this is not irreversible or permanent in every case, it generally proves true across school, church, workplace, and neighborhood settings. The group informs the direction rather than individual preferences. When these kings aligned with one another, their actions were informed by the desires, values, perspectives, and beliefs of others. Each king went to war regardless of their personal opinion. Alliances shape your options. What opportunities and options are available through your current alliances? Which are limited or closed? Father God, help me choose groups that give me the opportunity to flourish as your child and contribute to the well-being of others. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.